Broadcasting from the most beautiful place on earth,
in Honolulu, Hawaii, it's the 808 Talk Show, starring V. Brown, a.k.a. 808 Writer, and J. Big Daddy Plumber.
Oh yeah, welcome everybody. It's 808 Talk. It's a new podcast coming out of Honolulu, Hawaii. It's a nice sunny Sunday. Temperature right now is about 85 degrees, and we're just enjoying life out here. Your host for 808 Talk is me, V. Brown, also known as 808 Writer, and my buddy over there, J. Big Daddy Plumber. What's up, Big Daddy?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, we're just trying to get this 808 Talk podcast out there, introduce it to everybody. Big Daddy over here, he's all into it. What do you think?
Whatever, man. Whatever flows.
just whatever, yeah. Okay, let's see. Out here in Hawaii, there's a few other podcasts, but most of them are dealing with tech, electronics, and internet. So we figured there was a little need for some 808 talk. Basically, we're going to sit here and just kind of shoot the breeze about things going on out here in the islands, upcoming events.
And the crazy way that people do stuff out here.
Yeah. Talk about a little news, and eventually in the future we'll have some people on here doing some interviews, throwing some plugs for people, just little things like that. We kind of wanted this to be a good thing for people in Hawaii so they could kind of keep in touch with what's going on, events and everything, and for people around the world. So it's a good thing, because if you plan on coming to Hawaii, you just tune into 808 Talk, and you can hear what's going on this week, next week, and next month, and in the future, and so on. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. We'll just probably do a little brief rundown here, our first show, and just kind of talk about some crazy things that happened this weekend, things that went on around here in the islands. Yeah, Big Daddy over here is laughing because he knows what's up. But, yeah. So,
good God.
So what's up, Big Daddy? What's in the news right now?
Well, looks to me that Oahu's got a little problem with their trash at the schools.
You don't say.
Go figure.
Just another little thing about Hawaii. It's not all that straight and narrow. It's a little corrupt out here. But anyway, we'll get to that some other time.
But yeah, this looks like they got some problems. They hired a trash company that actually went bankrupt. And
You don't say.
Yeah.
I bet you the owner's not bankrupt, though.
No, he's probably not, but his name is. His name's been trash now.
So what happened, man? What's the deal?
Looks like the contract that they hired these guys under, they just basically didn't give them any notice or anything, claimed bankruptcy, and their last truck broke down. So they didn't pick up the trash for a couple days or so. And, you know, that's just great for these kids out here, just have a bunch of trash laying all over campus and stuff, you know.
So what you're saying is that the city got screwed.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely got screwed. And then it took them, you know, like 2-3 days before they actually got all the trash cleaned up and everything. You know, you got all these kids out there traipsing through these dumpsters and stuff. They're like, hey, how's it going?
So we got kids going to school with some nasty trash sitting out in front of the school.
Yup.
And, 87
schools total.
This is supposed to be paradise.
That's what they say.
Well, what's up with this, man? This is some crazy things, man. I tell you what, in Hawaii, one thing you'll learn pretty quick is that, you know, things don't really go the way that you're used to, you know, especially if you're from the U.S. mainland. You know, both of us here are originally from the mainland, been out here for quite a few years, and we've kind of learned about all these crazy things that go on here. What else you got over there, Big Daddy? Big Daddy here's our news, man. He's got all the news and the happening that's going on. So
it looks like Sea Life Park's doing something good. Finally, they got some new people that bought them out. They're gonna start doing some revamping of the facilities and whatnot, and gonna make it a lot better over there. Hopefully, they'll make the cost go down because it's expensive as hell out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like they're trying to do a little better work out there.
Wow, how old's that park? Sea Life Park's been around for what?
40 years.
And they just now did renovation?
Well, you know how it is.
Somebody else been pocketing money over there, right?
Yeah. You know, typical Hawaii has somebody else popping, you know, pocketing the money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like it created, like, 60-something new jobs, and they're doing, like, $3 million worth of work on it. Actually, you can interact with the animals that they have over there. You can interact with the dolphins. You can swim with the dolphins. You can interact with the sea lions. I don't know if you can swim with them. I don't know if they suggest it. But, yeah, it looks like they're doing a lot better out there.
Wow, so, that's some cool stuff. Hey, we wanted to, while we got a few minutes here, we wanted to tell y'all about the 808 Talk website. You can check out what's going on and what's been happening each one of our episodes. You can go to 808talk.com. That's 808talk.com, and the phone's ringing off here in the studio. But I tell you what, we'll have to bypass that caller. So anyway,
what's the objective of that one?
Jeez. Well, we got phones already ringing. It's our first show, man.
Hey, callers are coming in, you know?
Hey, yeah. But anyway, like I was trying to say, we'll put in a plug here for our website. You can catch the last week's show or the previous, you know, and so on as we progress. But remember that site. It's 808talk.com. That's 808talk.com. Okay, so anything else going on over there?
Yeah, there was actually something interesting that happened yesterday. There was a fire at Punch Bowl while everybody's out there trying to visit, you know, the memorial and whatnot. And a bunch of people got actually caught inside the crater, and they wouldn't let people go in or out for, like, quite a few hours until they got the thing actually under control. It was pretty interesting.
Wow, so
for a good many hours and whatnot.
So these people were out here, out there at Punch Bowl, probably because of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, and
yeah,
they just got caught, burnt 6 acres out there.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, Punch Bowl out here is our military's memorial cemetery, many people were out there this weekend. What they traditionally do out here is they make lays, and they put them on the graves out there to honor the veterans. So, with all these brush fires been going on out here in Hawaii the past month, it just happened to flare up over there by Punch Bowl. So they had people trapped inside, and they had people that wanted to get in that couldn't get in. So, you know, it turned out to be kind of a fiasco there. Thankfully, everybody was okay, and nobody was hurt. So hopefully it'll be all good for the Memorial Day ceremonies on Monday, tomorrow. So we'll see.
Yeah, it looks like they found somebody buried a fetus in their backyard or something.
Where's this at?
This is in Kalihi.
Wow.
I don't know what people are thinking. You know, if you got problems like that, you need to go to the hospital and take care of it so you don't get in trouble. Go and bury something in someone's yard and a newborn baby. I don't understand that.
Sounds like one of those home style abortions, maybe.
Yeah, something along those lines. But they're trying to find out if the actual baby was alive when it was born or not. They're going through a bunch of autopsies and whatnot. That's unfortunate there.
Yeah. That's
real unfortunate.
Wow. What is this? I see the police arrest Kalihi grandmother in a drug raid? Grandma was doing a drug raid?
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, she was actually, you know, selling drugs out of her house in front of her grandkids.
Oh.
Selling ice out of her house in front of her grandkids. They ended up raiding the actual apartment, and they went in there. They arrested the grandmother. I guess they arrested her daughter, and the kids ended up going in Child Protective Services. And, a lot of people around the area knew it was happening, and they just, you know, let the police handle their business and whatnot. But yeah, it's amazing. You got people out there, they got their kids at home, and they're selling ice and weed and everything else out of their damn house for no reason, just because they're too lazy to go get a job or something.
Yeah, that ice epidemic in Hawaii has gotten out of hand. Seems like nobody can do anything about it. So, it's gotten so bad now you got grandmothers selling drugs. What's going on with that, man?
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
You think Hawaii's your nice little paradise here, but we got our problems just like everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyway, what else we got? We got anything else going on there?
We had Walmart out here one of the three Walmarts out here had to evacuate 300 some people because they had some bad fumes or something like that coming out of the pharmacy department. And people were like not feeling too good, so they took them to the hospital and stuff. So they evacuated the whole Walmart. I can't believe it.
But, wow.
Yeah, they. I wonder how much money Walmart lost on that one.
Yeah.
Probably a couple 10,000.
Yeah, it probably didn't hurt their pockets though. They're pretty big.
Their pockets are deep.
Yeah, real deep.
But
So man, what about this weekend? What went on this past weekend, man?
Man, this come weekend on. Was off
big,
the chain.
Big Daddy here. He's got the women everywhere. So this weekend was a little bit crazy, and we decided to go out, and of course he drugged me along with him. So what happened, man? Tell everybody what happened.
Here's the deal. I had to go out with my girls, because.
Oh, wait. Tell them about the girls, man. Who's these girls? All right.
These girls are islandhoneys.com, right?
Basically, remember that. I help islandhoneys.com.
I basically help out with their website and do some certain stuff for their website and get their forums up and help them run and stuff like that. And trying to promote them as much as I can. Well, they had an event this weekend at Zanzibar, one of the nightclubs out here in Hawaii. And one of the girls, one of the lead girls out there that helped start the Island Honeys up, her and her mother, her name's Heather Lynn. She actually won the competition, and she had to did a model thing to basically be a model on one of the websites, on one of the calendars. And she actually won, first Island Honey to win so far. She did really well. So me and my buddy here, we decided to go out and, have a couple drinks more. And one thing leads to another, and I'm out there partying my ass off on the dance floor, just doing it up. And then I got to go get my booty call or whatever you want to call it over at Pipeline. And that didn't work out too well. That girl, her friends freaking wanted to take off early because they were tired.
Tired?
Tell me tired.
Is this girl was texting you on her sidekick, and you get over there and she's tired.
Yeah, and then she tells me she's tired. I'm like, what do you mean tired? You want to go home? You mean you call me, tell me to come on over there because you want me to come over worse than anything? But then I get over there and she cops out on me, just takes off. Ooh, gone. See ya.
That's crazy. So,
you know how it is. That's all right. I go back to Zanzibar and I live up tonight, enjoy it. See a bunch of fine looking Japanese women. Oh, it was so good. But yeah, it was all good,
Yeah, so about that little contest, so what was that Miss Heather Lynn won? What was the contest?
Well, she won the she did the September, Miss September for a calendar.
Oh, so Zanzibar does a little calendar every
year? Yeah, it's not every week, it's like every other week. The first and third Friday of every month, I believe it is. Basically what she does is she goes in there and they have to do an actual interview. They do an interview. I don't know exactly what the interview consists of. After the interview, they come out and they actually do a showing on the show in front of everybody, and they've got three or four judges that actually judge on what they're going to do, how they look, how they present themselves to the public, and whatnot. It's basically like a beauty contest, if you want to call it that.
And, she sure is a beauty, huh, that Miss Heather Lynn?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all should check her out, too, man. Ooh, go to islandhoneys.com. You see all these beautiful women. Show you all the women of the islands there.
But, yeah, I mean, that group is starting to... They're getting real big out here. They're doing really good. They're all basically local girls. Either grew up here or did a lot of stuff here. Their actual owner / CEO of the site is Yvonne Walker. She basically runs everything from there. I've known her for 2-3 years now. I don't know. And she's a really good woman. She does a lot of work. She keeps these girls in line, does a lot of promotion for them, gets their modeling careers going up. And from there on, once the girls get big enough, she lets them go. And, she doesn't make any money off it. It's all non-profit. All the girls make the money, and that's all there is to it. She basically gets a lot of the photographers out here. Gets them a lot of work also on top of that. And then she tries to promote, certain clubs out here, promote certain groups out here. So, that's the deal with that.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Well, congratulations to Miss Heather Lynn there on winning Miss September.
Yep.
Yeah, good job. We knew she was going to win, man.
I knew she was going to win September, man. That's nobody, my birthday.
Nobody she else out there can even compete with her. So, you know, that's all good. True. Yeah, congrats, Miss Heather Lynn. Good job there. So, well, let's see. Let's throw a little plug in here for old PC modders. Big Daddy over here. He's a big modding type of guy. But he's got this site, PCmodders.com. It's going through a little changes right now, but keep that in mind. Jot that down. Tell your friends. And head on over there and check him out as he updates the site there.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on over there. We should get it going up in the next couple of weeks or so. Just trying to get it all set up and running the way I like it, you know. But it doesn't help when you're running like 10 other sites on top of it. So.
That's true.
You know how that is. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true. That's so. True. Yeah.
But, you know, out here in beautiful Hawaii, you really don't want to spend all that time being on the computer all the time when you can be out at the beach looking at the fine women.
Yeah,
or chasing some Japanese tourists around. You know how that is.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, y'all should see the view we got right here, man. Beautiful sunny day. I mean, you just can't beat that. Some of you guys are probably sitting there in some snow right now or in some rain. But I tell you what, we sure ain't. We're sitting right here in some 85-degree weather, looking out the window at a nice sunny day. Winds are blowing, and the clouds are like moving away, man. It's all clear skies. Wish you were here, but, you know, if you ever want to come out here, it's a pretty fun time. Keep tuning in to us, and we'll keep you updated on all the events going on out here, and we'll hopefully see you in the future. You can look us up. What you
man,
got over
do
there?
You see this? I cannot believe this. Back in December of 2002, this lady passed away after giving birth to her child up at Tripler. Go figure. Tripler, the crippler, whatever they call it over here. But, yeah, it looks like something went wrong with her medication or something along the lines or a medical thing. They gave her an epidural or something, and the anesthesiologist...
Wow. You can actually... So, the mother actually died, huh?
Yeah, she actually died. She, Wow.
Hmm. How was her the baby? Heart. What happened to the baby?
The baby's doing fine. Baby came out fine and everything. And, baby's wow. doing really well.
Wow.
Well, wait, I got a mistake there. I mean, looks like the baby is 2 years old now, has suffered a stroke and a seizure 6 weeks after being born.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And has been diagnosed with cerebral palsy now, right side, some another, which is partial paralyzed, and it's going to have a development delay. That's unfortunate. Yeah. But it looks like the family is suing Tripler and is going to probably win out of this.
Hopefully something good will be there'll be a good outcome there. We'll see. That just goes to show that, you know, nobody's free of mistakes there. So,
Yep.
But, once again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to 808 Talk, brand new podcast coming straight out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Our main focus here is to just talk about events going on the island, things in the news, events, and try to help people out that plan on visiting here and give them some tips and things when they come out here to the islands. We'll hopefully try to do this about once a week. We'll have a show about once a week, probably average from 20 to 60 minutes, and you know we'll try to keep y'all informed, and hopefully you'll tell your friends about us and let everybody know what's going on out here.
Hey, if y'all want to get a little butt crazy, man, want to go out, you guys need to go to Zanzibar on Sunday night. They got the booty contest going on for all the girls. And you can win a multitude of prizes and whatnot, but the biggest thing I guess everybody gets out of it, you get a set of boobies.
Boobies?
Get a set of boobies done for nothing.
Really?
Yeah, the girl that actually won it last year, she actually turned down the boobies. I guess she was well endowed already. But that's good for her, man. That's good to hear. So, you know, if you guys want to get it off the chain down there, just go down there, I mean, you can hit us up on islandhoneys.com. Go there, check out the forums, and try to get on the guest list. Then you guys can go in there for VIP access and everything else. So you guys should be good to go. So if you go there, just post on there, and one of us admins will go on there and hook you up. So,
yeah. So you're saying all they need to do is go to islandhoneys.com, sign up on the forums, and send a PM to one of the admins.
Send a PM to one of the admins, and one of us will get back to you as soon as possible and tell you, hey, you're on the guest list. If not, usually the guest list closed the that day at noon, the day of the event, and closes off at noon, and then we go from there. And it's pretty good. It actually works out really well.
Sounds good. So this is every Sunday night?
Every Sunday night from now on, unless otherwise noted.
Sounds good.
Something else y'all might be interested in, Island Honey's just started an auction. They're going to start auctioning off personal stuff and whatnot.
Really?
Don't know exactly how far they're going to, what they're going to auction or what they're going to do, but hope they don't get no freaky stuff out there.
Hey, that's all good, man.
Yep.
That's all good. Sounds good, man. So, once again, thanks for tuning in to 808 Talk, our very first show. So if it's a little shaky, you know, give us some time.
A little rough on the edges.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But main thing is, you know, we're new at this, and we're just two guys shooting the breeze here about island things. So once again, thanks to all those in Hawaii tuning in, and thanks to all those around the world. And remember to tune in next week. We'll have another show. You can catch this show, all the details about the show, also on our site at 808talk.com. That's 808talk.com. If you got any information you'd like us to get on our little broadcast here, you can send us an email at 808talk@gmail.com. That's 808talk@gmail.com. You can also find a link at the bottom of our website and click directly there. Send us any news, any information, any questions. We'll try to read them here when we do our podcast, and try to answer your questions. So once again, thanks from me, V Brown,
and me, Big Daddy. You know how it is.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Later.